Why Hasn't EA Done an SBF Investigation and Postmortem? By Robin Singer. Is anyone in the world being paid to do an independent investigation of how EA handled Sam Bankman-Fried, with respect to did we screw up and is there stuff we should do differently going forward? Last I heard, literally nobody was doing this and at least some EA leaders were mostly just hoping that SBF gets memory hold. But maybe I'm out of the loop. My understanding is that Effective Ventures completed a narrow investigation into this topic in mid-2023, purely looking at legal risk to EV and not at all trying to do a general postmortem for EA or any group of EAs. Is that correct, and have things changed since then? I saw that Will McCaskill is planning to appear on some podcast soon to speak about SBF, which seems like great news to me. If I recall correctly, Will previously said that he was going to talk about what happened with SBF once EV's narrow investigation was done, but it's now been almost a year since that investigation finished. I think it would have been better to speak up way, way sooner, but I'm hopeful that Will be able to clear up some big chunks of what the heck happened, and that a bunch of other EAs will speak up with their postmortems too, now that SBF's trial and sentencing are complete. I unfortunately don't know the full list of who should be sharing personal or org-level postmortems on this topic, so I'm forced to single out people like Will whose involvement over the years is public knowledge. Hopefully I'll know who I should be gadflying to share the remaining puzzle pieces once Will and others start sharing some of the first puzzle pieces. To state the obvious, I'm wary of EA's performatively self-flagellating and accepting more responsibility for the FTX thing than is warranted, given, for example, that huge numbers of people with a very direct financial incentive in spotting FTX as fraud didn't spot it, so it's obviously not weird if random EAs failed to spot it. I want a concrete understanding of what actually happened, not vague scapegoating or self-flagellation. But the idea of a basic investigation and post-mortem seems like an obvious step to me regardless, and my sense is that there are things we could have done a lot better re-SBF, for example, better spread the word about what happened in the Alameda blow-up, so more people would be aware of some red flags, even if those things probably wouldn't have prevented the FTX debacle all on their own. So I'd like to hear what's up with all that. See also CEA's recent piece in the Washington Post. The WA Post piece mostly just seems like EA PR, and I'll be very sad if we stay at that level of vagueness. The piece also, unless I'm misunderstanding something, implies some false things about whether CEA, EV, etc. have ever done an investigation into what happened with an eye toward reviewing, and possibly improving, EA institutions, practices, etc. This doesn't match what I've heard from talking to involved parties, and Oliver Habrika mentions that he's been shared on documents by CEA employees where the legal investigation was explicitly called out as not being helpful for facilitating a reflection process and institutional reform. So the narrow are we in legal trouble, the investigation EV did last year doesn't seem like it was ever meant to fill the to figure out what happened and whether we should do anything about it, for the sake of ethics and for the sake of furthering our EA work role. But maybe I'm missing something here. This article was narrated by Type 3 Audio for the Effective Altruism Forum. It was first published on April 1, 2024. To report an issue or give feedback on this narration, go to t3a.is.